Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached these words. What you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. When Peter spoke these words, he was addressing the huge crowds of Jews who had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the festival known as Pentecost. On that day, the first fruits of the wheat harvest were offered to God. It was known as Pentecost because it occurred 50 days after the Sabbath that followed the Passover. It was one of the three annual pilgrimage festivals, and Jerusalem would have been heaving with people. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out on Jesus' 120 followers. He had previously told them to stay in Jerusalem until the Spirit came, and so they must have been wondering what was going to happen. When the Spirit arrived, there was the roaring of an enormous wind, and flames appeared to settle on all the believers' heads. As the Spirit filled them, they started speaking in tongues, which meant that the pilgrims, who'd come from many different neighbouring countries, were all able to hear God being praised in their own language. It isn't surprising that onlookers were struggling to know what to make of these events. Some people thought the only possible explanation was that the believers were drunk. Peter began his sermon by referring to this suggestion. He pointed out that it was in fact far too early in the morning for that to be the case. Because he knew his listeners were all Jews, he then pointed back to their scriptures, explaining that what had happened was exactly what God had promised. In the last days, God would pour out his spirit on all people, and that's what they were witnessing. It was going to be a brand new era for God's people. What an amazing day that was. We're right to look at the day of Pentecost as the birthday of the church. Without the Holy Spirit, there can be no church, but fired up by the power and wisdom of the Spirit, we can go forward with confidence and strength. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit. Help us to allow him to occupy every part of our lives. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.